Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing, and this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Episode 152. Welcome to the starting round.
Hands up. It's the starting round on the Success Sensei podcast.
Green means go. So this country, anyway, Ireland, the 29th of this month, June, the lockdown is pretty much being lifted for everybody and all businesses, including my own business, which is, I think, listed as close physical contact sports. So obviously I'm delighted, we're all delighted, but globally the lockdown is being lifted for the majority of countries, and it is absolutely a time to return to normal. Even though this is entitled Green Means Go, green actually doesn't mean go. Green actually means proceed with caution. So it only means go on the racetrack. It means proceed with caution. When you come across the green light and you're in your car, that's actually what it means. And that's what you need to do as well. You need to proceed and you need to go forward, but obviously with caution as well, not with reckless abandon. And I'm sure certain things will change. Certain things will change for the better, like, you know, better hygiene. And just being careful in general. I'm sure you'll encounter a lot of changes as you go along, and I'm sure you'll encounter a lot of normality as you go as well. So coming out of the lockdown and coming out of all this quarantine, you should definitely have a renewed enjoyment for your social activity. You should enjoy being around people again, being around your friends again, and be grateful for it. Maybe you took it for granted in the past before COVID-19, but certainly enjoy your social activity again. Enjoy your freedom to go places. So remember, we only were able to travel 2 kilometers at one stage. I mean, your country may be different, but, you know, during the lockdown, some countries weren't able to travel at all. During the lockdown, our freedom was taken away, or certainly felt like that. So enjoy your freedom to be able to travel as you wish. You may not be in a hurry to hop on a plane, but even within your own country, being able to go without having to think to another county or another province is a super feeling. So absolutely enjoy it and be grateful for it as well. Have a renewed enjoyment of being allowed to go to the shops or to businesses. Get some of your retail therapy in. So the places that have been closed for so long will be open again. Absolutely enjoy it. Be in the present. Allow yourself to experience the freedom of going. So not just taking it for granted. As we did before the lockdown. So there should be a renewed gratitude for all the businesses in the place and the shops and the places that we can visit again. Be grateful for your work or your job or your business. So this might be a little bit harder one for you, but a lot of people have been out of work for so long. They might have despised their job. They might have hated it. They might have wanted a break. They might have wanted a holiday. But when it was taken away from them, obviously it was upsetting. Obviously it was worrying. And when you're back to your job, have the perspective of knowing what it's like not to have your job. So obviously, I would urge you to be working at something that you want to do and something that's in your heart and in your soul. But even if you're not, and it's a means to an end, just keep in mind how you felt when that job was taken away from you, even if you aren't totally satisfied about that job. When you weren't allowed to work, or you weren't given the freedom to earn your own money, your own income, it was a very difficult time for everybody. So have a renewed gratitude for your work, your job, or your business, whether it's going to be your work, job, or business long term or not. Continue to improve your working out. So some people did great at working out and some people didn't. But either way, after you know, this is said and done, after everything is open again, definitely continue to improve, or start to improve, your working out and your health regime, because it's very, very important going forward. And I'm sure you've had a renewed gratitude for your health, especially if you put on the COVID kilos or the COVID stone or the COVID pounds. Having a renewed gratitude for the freedom to be able to work out, whether it's going to a gym or whether it's just being able to go further afield, go for a long hike, etc., etc. The last two, save more. When you went into the lockdown, I'm sure you thought exactly the same as everybody else. You wish you had more savings. So I'm not going to be doom and gloom and say there could be a second wave or anything like that. I'm hoping that's not the case. But I do know that the markets go in cycles, the economy goes in cycles. Whether you're optimistic or pessimistic about the future, there will always be ups and downs. So I guarantee you had wished you'd saved more. So now is the time to start putting that into place. When you're back to work, you're back earning again, concentrate on saving more. And then the final piece that I wanted to talk to you about was invest more. You have to be able to save more to invest more. I'm sure that you wished that you had more income producing assets and investments during the lockdown, especially if you are on any kind of government subsidy like the COVID-19 payment here in Ireland. I guarantee you wish you had other income sources as well. And even if you did have those income sources, I guarantee you wished you had more substantial income sources. No matter what bracket you're currently at, I bet you wished you had more. So it's time to concentrate on that now and have a think about your safety net for the future. And the podcast on Wednesday, the Success Sensei main event, is going to be about your investor personality profile. So have a listen to that, because we're going to kind of deep dive a little bit more into the investing and the saving that you can concentrate going forward. Once, as I said, everything is going as normal, you're proceeding with caution, and you're flying forward in a responsible way and getting your life back, and not only getting your life back but improving on your life before COVID-19. I wish you all the best. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.